Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Oh yeah, and we are here on the TCB network where we know how to TCB, and this is Simply Music with Jenny, and that kind of tells you who I am, so that we don't need to say that. Anyway, I am glad that we're here because it almost didn't happen. We had some snafus with Blog Talk, but Shauna and Charles worked those out, and so here we are. And thank you so much, Charles, for all your help. Without you, it probably wouldn't be happening today, and I am very, very thankful for that, for all of us that are with me and listen. So I have Anne from across the water. All right, she came in before we even started. She's my good and steady. I like it. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I've been doing yard work today and oh, wow, all kinds of stuff. When I'm done here, I'm going to do laundry, and it's just, I feel good. I don't feel overly tired. I don't feel like I'm sick or need anything. I'm doing really, really well. So I'm all of all you that need a few extra oomps. I got some oomps for you.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, somebody needs them. I know somebody needs them. So hey, you know, let's do it.
Why not?
I'm gonna start right out with an Elvis song.
Oh,
this
lovely.
Is gonna be cool. It's one that you don't get to hear very often. I love it. It's called now. You have to put in mind a person from your past, from your present, wherever. A sibling, a significant other, a spouse, whatever this person may be to you, and just say, hey, wake up. This is something you should be paying attention to, okay?
That's right.
Just mentally give them a hug and say, hey, listen, this is Elvis doing If I Were You.
Oh, lovely.
There they are, rolling taxi. You're not taking much of these guys going, boy, I say.
Hey!
Hey! And they're gone, man. What you call sitting on ready? Just give them a wheel and they gone.
blind man comes to my house late each night. But it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. Oh, if I were you, I know that I'd love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see you. If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone in my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I'd love me. Wind and rain and storm closing in on me. I've walked the streets alone with my self-sympathy. Can you hear me sing, hopefully? If I were you, I know that I love me. Oh, if I were you, I know that I love me.
Oh yeah, I love that song. And there's that network trilly trilly that I hate.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big green dot. With it, it's weird. Hello, Minnie Moo.
Well, she's talking.
Yeah, you need to give her headphones and well, she doesn't need a microphone. She's good with yours.
Minnie Moo.
Yeah. I love it. I thought Calico was a talker until Minnie Moo got on.
Oh, no. Sometimes she doesn't stop, Jenny. She's terrible.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Calico does that as well. And it's like, okay, I get it. I don't know what you're saying, so I can't do anything about it, but I get it.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, we'd be lost if they could talk to us. We wouldn't know what to do if they weren't talking to us. So that's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll let Minnie Lou co-host. We'll let her.
Yeah.
She
wants to be a superstar. That's what it is.
Oh, well, she's made it. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who Minnie Moo is now.
Oh, yes.
We're
she's
good.
She's made an impression.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Nothing like a cat to make an impression. Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Different.
I do one of my requests right now so we can make sure and get them because everything is, because of what happened yesterday, my library is going to spread into 3 pieces. It's like we're going to be hunting a bit today. If I can kind of glomp them together, that's not going to be quite so bad. So we're going to do one of Brandon's requests right now.
Lovely.
It's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. They're going to sing I Want You to Be My Girl. Have a little doo-wop.
Yeah,
I just had to smile when I was listening to that song. And he says, I want to be your lover, man. And it's like, honey, you're 12 years old. What are you talking about?
It's called Young Love.
Yes, exactly, exactly. He was a little older than that when he did this, of course, but he sounds so young. I mean, it's like you sound like a baby. What are you saying loving man for? I mean, good grief. Better song choices, dude, or wait till you get older. One of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how long they were around. He may have not been around when he was older, so he probably had to get it while he could. So, in more ways than one. Anyway, stop it, Jennifer.
And we're past on that.
Moses. I always end up there. What can I tell you?
I know.
It's better to say anything. Just let it be what it is and go on with it. This song is going to beef up that image. Yes. It's a request from John.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard this gal sing this on, I think it was America's Got Talent, it just blew me away. She is so awesome. Oh my gosh. And it's much better when you can see a video of her while she's singing this, because she just has the presence.
Yeah.
And she is a performer. She's got it naturally, and it's just beautiful.
Nice.
I don't know if y'all remember the name Alice Fredenham.
No, I don't know.
But once you hear her, you're not going to forget it. This is Alice Fredenham doing Funny Valentine. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tom.
You opened it to speak. for me.
Does that just, it just takes your mind away. You just begin to dream and listen to her. Nobody can do it like that. Nobody can do it like that. That's just, we can try, and we probably give it a shot, but you know what? It's not going to be the same, but that's okay. That's okay, because it's fun to do, it's fun to sing, and we like it. We just like it. So yeah. That's what we're going to, I love listening to her. Nobody can sing like she does. It's just amazing.
I've never heard of her before.
Her style is what I think of as the definition, the epitome of the definition of a torch singer.
Yeah.
Now that's a phrase from the 40s, 50s, but that's what I think of when I listen to her, is a torch singer. So yeah. If anybody aspires to that style of singing, take a cue from Alice Frednum, because I personally don't think anybody does it better. She's fantastic. She's totally fantastic.
Yes, good.
Okay, now on the complete other end of the spectrum, we've got the Marshall Tucker Band. And it's because of where it falls on this weird old list. Can't You See from the Marshall Tucker Band?
Chicken now.
what that woman law she been doing to me.
Yeah, always love the Marshall Tucker Band. They just, I just love them. That, you know, there are so many good songs by so many different bands that it's hard to say, I don't like them. until you get into the late 80s and early 90s, and then sometimes it's easy for me to say, I don't like that, you know. But it's music changed so much. It's so different than it was back in the 70s and the 60s, which is my era. And the beginning of the 80s was good, too. I liked that, but it's so different now. Gotta kind of... You can't just blanket say, I love the music today, because that's not true for me anymore. But okay, because I wouldn't be doing it if somebody didn't like it. So, hey... Each his own. Enjoy what you listen to. That's all that's required.
Yep.
So there you go. All right. I've got Robert Parker, and he is going to sing Bad Button.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I saw you stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting.
That's usually what barefoot means, is that you got no shoes on.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. I stopped and think, when I was a kid, we did everything barefoot. 2 miles to the swimming pool and over asphalt and sidewalks and gravel roads, and we did it barefoot. I can't walk across the front yard barefoot anymore. It just hurts. So, you know, things change as you get older.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't it just?
I go barefoot in the house. I'm still barefoot in the house. So I could still do that song as long as I'm indoors.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, exactly. Why not? Why not? You know, I've got Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, good.
And I'm doing good golly, Miss Molly. Hearing that when I was noticing music in 1969 when CCR came out with it. So, yes, I've heard the other ones, but CCR has always been my favorite because that's the version I learned.
Yeah.
So, there we go. You just have certain things that hit you in the beginning, and even though you hear versions of those things, that's still your favorite. That's still the main one. That's still the version you think of when you hear that song. So that's CCR is, he was not a very good singer, but he could do that kind of music and he got away with it for quite a while.
He did.
So, you know, he could not really do ballads and love songs. That's not what his voice did.
No.
So he was smart enough to stick with what his voice was good at. So there we go. All right. Now, speaking of a strange one, I'm talking about the person. We found out so many things about this person that it's like, okay, he was an oddball, wasn't he? Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
Great balls of fire.
shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo me, honey. I changed my mind, this looks fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love a sugar. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to show that I squint on my thumb? Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. But in this great, it's just great balls of fire.
Now, you know, that is Jerry Lee Lewis. That song is just Jerry Lee Lewis. Anytime you think of that song title, you think of Jerry Lee Lewis. What else did Jerry Lewis do? Oh, gee, I don't know. That's just kind of how it comes out. I don't know. What else did he do? You're your 13-year-old cousin. What do you, I mean, you know, golly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, I was about 13 when he did that. And it was kind of like, huh? But he's a grown-up. How can he do that and get away with it?
Yeah, he wouldn't there, Dave, but would he? That's for sure.
He got away with it. He got away with it.
Back then,
so,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I guess as long as she was willing, whatever. People are strange. What can you say? That's...
Yeah.
Whatever suits the goose suits the gander, and vice versa, and different strokes for different folks, and let them live their life the way they see fit, as long as they're not hurting anybody. That has always been my philosophy. So
yeah,
you start from somebody, and you got a price to pay.
Hmm.
So that's back up. Okay. Definitely. We heard this song last night on Shauna's show with Elvis doing it.
Yeah.
And I had already found, I'm not sure if it's the original version, but it is a newer version than Elvis's version. Tommy Tucker doing High Heel Sneakers.
Some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your big hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your big hat on your head. Knock him. got my old Colby car and my paycheck in my hand. I got my old Colby car. I got my paycheck in my hand. Big guns bullet with so much more that I can stand.
Chat talking about high heels.
Yes.
And it's my sister used every day to work, she used to wear six inch spikes.
Oh, wow.
It's like, Diane, what hey are you doing? And she finally went to work for a surgeon, and she was still wearing spikes after I don't know how many years. And she started complaining about back pain after 20 years, 25 years. And so she worked for this doctor, this surgeon. He looks at her and he says, well, look at what's on your feet. What are you doing? And it turned out she had to have some surgery on her back to glue a couple vertebrae together.
Oh.
And he ordered her to never show up at work with heels on. She had to wear just flats or very, very small heels, like 1 inch, you know, just.
Oh, you've got your feet comfortable, haven't you?
Exactly. And, you know, when I'm standing on my feet for 8 hours, I have a pair of boots that have a little wedge in them that is about 2 inches.
Mm.
And perfectly comfortable in those. Problem. If I wear flats, then my back hurts by the end of my shift. So it's kind of strange, but I don't have 6 inch heels. I've got 5 inch heels and 5.5 inch heels, but there is no way I can wear those for 8 hours being on my feet.
I don't think I could wear them. I'd either break my neck or have a nosebleed or both.
I have worn them to work when I worked a radio station, but
really.
I sit down at my desk all day when I was at work, so it was not a problem. Now I work at the hotel, and I'm on my feet all night, so
all
you
time.
Don't wear 5.5-inch heels on your feet all day. But, boy, they sure look nice when you're going to dinner or something, you know?
You put that
little black dress on and those black 5-inch heels, and, it's maybe a string of pearls and, oh, red hair, you know, that just sets off the black dress. So
yeah.
I got it down. I got it down what to do. Now, if I ever get the opportunity, it'll work.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. I have another Elvis song.
Oh,
just because
lovely.
I want to. I've got a lot of them in here since yesterday.
Oh, well.
I just left. Most of them there. I took some of them out. I left most of them there. Thought, I can play them whenever I want to if they're there.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have to think of them. I just have to look at them. So I
can't let them both away.
Right now, yeah, it's one of my little, my favorite songs. You got, if you got them, you got to play some of them, right? So, okay.
Right, yeah.
This is one of my favorites. It's Slipped, I Tumbled, I Fell.
Oh,
I look at you, and well, I'm head over heels. I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad, and yet I'm feeling so well. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. One crazy kiss, and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cake of ice. You skate along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked up by your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I feel like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked up by your sweet talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell.
Oh, yeah. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell on my face, squished my nose, skinned my knees.
Wow. He was in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's, you know, if you're going to fall in love, that's probably really not the best way to do it.
No, I wouldn't go with that
take
one.
Take it on a slow ramp. You know, you don't want to do any of the stumbling, slipping stuff. That's birds or cats. Or
yeah.
But cats could do. Have you ever seen a cat on ice? That
no, I haven't. I bet that's funny. I bet that's something to see.
Oh, it is totally hilarious. You gotta, if you get a chance, of course, you don't really want to do that and be mean just to see the cat's reaction to ice. It has to happen naturally, because then it's funnier. Not real good on ice.
No, off it.
They leave little claw marks. They leave claw marks trying to get their footing, but they're still slipping and sliding. Dogs are hilarious because they have fun with it. I love it. It's just hilarious. Me, not so much. I tried walking across a frozen lake a couple of times when we lived up where that happened, and you get out in the middle and you hear this crack, and it's like, no,
oh,
no, get me here.
Don't you
get
dare.
Me out of here. I have to move to get out of here. Okay, that's not a good thing. So
no.
Gently go back the way you came. You don't do that again. You don't.
Oh, no.
Out of 9 years I put up there, I did it once, and I never did it again. That crack is enough to just scare the what right out of you. So
yeah.
I never did that again.
Yeah.
My heart was better for it. So, all right. Wilbert Harrison. Does that name mean anything to anybody?
No. Never heard
Wilbert
of him.
Harrison. Okay. Maybe when you hear the song, it will. Kansas City, here I come.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City. Get me one.
crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, must I?
Nutsiness sometimes because I'm at work by myself, so you know, no chance. People tend to look at you a little strange if they walk and you're talking to yourself, so I try not to do that.
Okay,
I have another request from John, and it's Christine Perry, and I first heard this song on America's Biggest Next Star, or it was something like that. I don't remember the exact title. It didn't last more than, I think it was two seasons. But this gal sang this as a tribute to her best friend who had died. And she had been in a wheelchair, and just she dealt with her life and didn't want any kind of special treatment or sympathy thing. She just wanted to be treated like a person. And this guy that sang this song said that that was the bravest thing she had ever seen anybody do. And so she sang this song as a tribute to that friend. Now, Christine Perry, not the gal that sang that. This is another artist doing this song, but it's the same song. So listen with the thought in mind that this was a tribute to a friend that had died. Not by Christine Perry, by a different singer, but still. This is Christine Perry doing Thousand Years.
Thank you, John.
How to be brave.
Yeah, I've loved you for 1,000 years, and I'll love you for 1,000 more. Have you ever had somebody in your life that you feel like that about? That you just know that your souls have known each other for forever, and they're going to continue to know each other for the rest of time. 1,000 years, 2,000 years, it's nothing. It's nothing. When you feel that close to someone, that's a very special thing, very special love. And never ever discount it, because it's a gift. It's a gift. And you need to guard it and treat it as the very special treasure that it is. Never forget where the gift of love comes from. Because it's a good thing, and it can only come from one place and forever. So, hey, Brandon, I have been looking for the Channels song, The Closer You Are, and I know I put it in here, but with all this stuff that's been going on, I could have accidentally deleted it last night when I was trying to help Shauna get some other things out. And if I did, I'm so sorry. I'll put it in for next week. Not a problem, but I hope that this one kind of makes up for it for you. The Monotones, Book of Love.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the Book of Love.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, folk who wrote the Book of Love. I've got to know the answer.
Wrote the Book of Love.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this Book of Love. Find out why it's true.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the Book of Love.
Charges.
Yeah, good luck with that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, Fats Domino. You guys remember good old Fats Domino.
Yes.
All right,
cool.
Yes. Blue Monday. It's not a very hip hop.
Here comes Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
All right, there we go. Fats Domino. Yeah, I love listening to him. He just had this something. You know, how do you describe what Fats Domino had? I mean, you hear Blueberry Hill and you can listen to it over and over and over and over, and you hear Blue Monday and you hear, there's just, how do you describe what Fats Domino has? It's just amazing. It totally amazes me. It totally amazes me. So, and Chubby Checker. I mean, you know, the twist.
Yeah.
And twist again. And it, the list goes on. He just loved to twist. What can I tell you?
Even Louis Armstrong, he was good.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Louis Armstrong did a version of Summertime with Ella Fitzgerald. And that's who I learned that song from was Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Oh. And oh my gosh, you just know when it's right. You know, you just know when it's right. And I still have that, so that I can listen to it. It's great. For right now, though, we're going to listen to the Jarmels.
Okay.
And they are going to sing A Little Bit of Soap. So here you go, Brandon. Here's another one you're going to like.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap, never, never, ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap. Have you heard when love begins to die? It leaves someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually.
But a little bit of soap
will never wash away.
Away my tears.
I'll never lose a memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills.
A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
It's gonna never, never, never wash away my tears.
A little bit of soap does not work miracles for everything. Of course, you know, that's probably the modern soap that you buy in the store nowadays, and not the lye soap that they used to make in the big pot over the fire out in the front yard. That could wash away anything. And usually did. So, including your skin sometimes. That stuff was good for everything. You could wash your walls with it. You scrub your floors with it. You had to be careful when you were washing your hands and face. That might not be a real great idea unless mama or grandma made a weak batch. Then that would be okay. But the laundry batch usually ended up a little bit stronger. But I'm sorry. I just, you know, that's the kind of thing that I grew up knowing about, and so I'm sharing it. I did not experience that stuff. I just talked to my grandma about it, and she told me all the stories. So, you know, that's that's one thing grandparents are so good about, is that they can let you know what it was like when they were kids and growing up and all the different stuff that they used to do and how they used to do it. And, yeah. You know,
it's quite listening
I do yeah, I do remember not having a bathtub in Grandma's house, though, and we had the wash tub in front of the wood stove in the kitchen. I remember that. they had a shower, but the shower was for Grandpa when he got home from work. So, you know, little kids. I mean, we were little, you know,
yeah.
4, 5, 6 years old, you know, before school. Those are fond memories. I remember those things.
Yeah.
I remember those fond memories. I remember when we were that little, and there was only us first three kids, which is us girls. We lived in a cabin across the wheat field from Grandma's house. There wasn't any electricity there. I remember the kerosene lantern. I remember the wood stove heater, and we would run across the field down to Grandma's house for meals. You know, so it. I was like 4 or 5 at that point.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, how they managed in them days, bless them. Yeah, it's
well,
so easy.
No, it doesn't make me wonder because I know how they did it.
Mm. Well,
but you
yeah.
know what? That was such a good thing because when we were building our house up at Priest Lake and a couple of yeah. other times that we existed for months without power, I knew how to do it. So it was no big thing. You know,
yeah.
Anybody asks me if a bear does his business in the woods, I could say yes. I was there. I saw that bear, and I know about that.
Yes.
So, you know.
he did have a porter, Lou.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's, you know, it. And before my aunt didn't have an indoor bathroom. They had an outhouse. And I remember my uncle put me head first in the snowbank on the way to the outhouse. He thought it was funny. It was pretty cold, but he thought it was funny.
Oh, I bet. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, he was paying attention to me, so it's okay.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I was a needy child. What can I tell you? Okay. We're going to do another one. Brandon, you're going to like this one, too. I don't know if you know this or not, but you should. The Diamonds, Little Darling.
Oh, nice.
But no, Ella, that's my lover.
La 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 la.
What for just? What for you?
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My that's my lover. What was just for you?
Yeah, you gotta, when you get to the end, you gotta go boom, boom, when the music does that. You feel like you're missing something if you don't. I'm just letting you know. You know, If you didn't get in your bum bum bum, you missed something.
You got to have fun at the end.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that. Mm. That's just how it goes. Okay, here's one. It's not a doo-wop, but it is from the 60s. The Kingsmen. Due, due. When I was in the 60s, every guitar player that aspired to be in a band had to learn a song. I never quite understood how or why, but they had to learn that song. It's like, okay, fine, whatever, because it's a nothing song.
Yeah.
It's a song, but you know what? It's got a good beat. And
it has. Yeah.
From all reports that I've heard, it's fun to play. And I think that's probably the main point. It was fun to play. It was fun to listen to. And that's why everybody can know it. So that's okay. Hey, Shauna, how you doing, girlfriend?
Oh, Jenny, I'm okay. How are you?
Hi, Shauna.
I'm better than I was last night, getting rid of all those songs.
Oh, I've got a lot of work to do. I don't even want to talk about it right now. Ain't got enough
yes,
time.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You got a lot of work to do.
I do. I just wanted to say something really quick. I waited till the end of your show because I didn't want to take your time. Okay, you guys, remember, you know how our book club is doing really good? I mean, you guys might not know the numbers, but I do. They're doing really good. I'm having fun, and the book is really good, too. So I've decided to do something. I did a poll asking what book that we're going to do next, and after
That's
next
right.
week, we'll start it. I asked if it will be Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley, Elvis What Happened by Sonny Red West and Dave Hebler, and Baby Let's Play House by Elena Nash. 14 votes went for Elvis and Me by Priscilla. 10 votes went for Elvis What Happened, and 4 votes went for Baby Let's Play House. So here's what's going to happen, because the books are getting bigger, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way I can read just 2 hours a week and get through with a book. So what I'm going to do, we are going to start reading Elvis and Me first. It won. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take my Elvis Rockin' Monday, and I'm going to make that also book club. So book club will now be Monday and Wednesday.
Lovely.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday and Wednesday nights will be book club nights. If you miss anything, you'll have 2 nights to, you know, a week to catch up. And I think with 4 hours a week, I should get through a book pretty fast. But we're going to start with Elvis and Me, everybody. And then after that, we're going to do Child Bride. So it debunks Elvis and Me, okay? We got to do it in that order. And then we're going to do Elvis What Happened. And then Baby Let's Play House. All right?
All right.
I just want everybody to know that's my intentions. I'm taking away Elvis Rockin' Monday and doing book club. But it's okay. I still play music Monday.
Now they know. So
they do.
Good deal.
And thank you, Jenny, for letting me tell everybody that. I'm going to start doing it this Monday. In fact, we're going to finish Love Beads from Elvis this week.
Okay. Right.
So, okay.
All righty. I just thought I'd tell you all that. I love you guys, and thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Shona.
You're welcome, sweetie, and thank you for letting us all know. That's a good thing, you know, because we could miss out on this if we didn't know.
Yeah, well, I'm having a good time at book club, so I figured, hey, let's do it 2 times a week, and it's very popular. So,
Oh yes. So good deal. All right, thank you, honey.
Yep.
Okay, and I've got 8 minutes left, so I'm going to do this song first because this is a good song, Bette Midler. Y'all remember Bette Midler, don't you? Do you remember the movie The Rose?
Oh, I cried when that movie was played when I was a little girl.
I have seen that movie 4 times, and I cry every time, and it's like, you dumb broad, what are you doing? But you know,
well, it really gives you an idea of maybe what happened to Janis Joplin in a way.
There were so many artists in that time frame that route. But you every time you see the movie, you think she should know better the next time you see it, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Okay. This is Bette Midler from the movie The Rose doing Midnight in Memphis. gotta love that. She does such a good job. And when you can see the video of it, what the heck happened with that?
Wow.
I didn't do that. What are we doing? This is strange. Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night to all of this. I don't know where that came from or what it is. I've turned off the midnight method. I do not know what this is. We'll start something else, and it'll make it go away. See? I told you it would go away. What? Hey. Blog Talk. It does strange things like that to Shauna sometimes, too, and it's like, what is going on? So anyway, I've got like less than 3 minutes left, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that joined me for the show. It was so wonderful knowing you were there and seeing the people on chat, just having a good time with it and talking, and it just makes it worth it knowing that people are enjoying it. And Anne, you joined me right from the get-go, and you've been with me the whole time. Thank you so much. And I didn't hear
my
any crackle this time, so that turned out very well as well. That was nice. And Minimoo even came and said hello. So that was good. That was good. Minimoo can join us. And, well, she can join us anytime she wants to. That's okay. We like kids. So it's all right. Okay, to sing us out, and I have to say a hello and a thank you to all my friends and relatives that have joined us, because I know a couple of really good friends that try to join me every week, and it's wonderful knowing they're there. And there are some that can't be there every week, but they join me when they can. My daughter is one of those that can't be there all the time. She works.
Lovely.
But you know what? It's great. And I'm glad they do what they can, and I'm glad they enjoy it. And to go out with, we're going to have Elvis. Think of summer, girls. Think of summer. Moonlight Swim.
Oh, goodness.
Let's go on a moonlight swim. Far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim.
Down and inviting us to come.